Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 30th, 2025. Today is the fourth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep seeking what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that seek all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Here ends the reading. As I was reading this passage of Scripture today, I just kept thinking to myself, easier said than done, Jesus. For quite a while now, I've been doing everything possible to limit my intake of the daily news, which seems to be filled to the brim with suspicion, panic, anxiety, and anger. It seems designed to make me worry. And the only difference between the various media outlets seems to be which subjects they use as the delivery systems for said suspicion, panic, anger, and anxiety. The truth is, I'm worried about lots of things these days. And I know worrying in and of itself will not change things. Mostly because many of the things which the media tells me to worry about are beyond my control already. As Jesus notes, I can't even add a minute to my life, so obsessing over this or that outrage won't in and of itself lead to any change in the overall situation. But this afternoon while I was on a walk and I thought more deeply about the passage, I began to think, maybe Jesus isn't telling us to pretend there is nothing wrong in the world. Jesus isn't advocating for us to be happy-go-lucky Pollyannas who skip through life unconcerned about our loved ones, friends, neighbors, those on the margins of our society. What I believe Jesus is doing here is inviting us to focus our attention not on the things we cannot control, but on the things we can. I think what this passage is saying to me today is to pay attention to what I pay attention to. Maybe instead of worrying about my bank account or my retirement plan, I can learn to give thanks that I had lunch today. And once I've given thanks for lunch, then maybe I can be on the lookout for ways to help those who are hungry. Maybe instead of fretting about how to secure my possessions against this or that threat, I can release my grip and open my hands to share what I have with others. Maybe instead of obsessing so much about the future, I can just learn to give thanks for today. It occurs to me that the despots of the world want nothing more than to make us all afraid of everything. Afraid of the future, afraid of the economy, and most important maybe, afraid of each other. The antidote to a culture fixated on worry is to learn to walk in the way of trust. I don't have to trust in a government or an economic system or in a political narrative. That's not where my trust lies. My hope doesn't reside in any of those things. In the words of the old hymn, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. God grant us, God grant me, the wisdom to learn from birds and flowers. And in so learning, may we, have the resolve to live our lives generously and compassionately. Because, dear friends, in so doing, we just might catch glorious glimpses of the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.